Alrighty, you're gonna love this. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard podcast. And I'm gonna tell you the portable, the disposable hot tub where the podcast comes from every single day. It's got a little plug in the bottom of it. And when you pull the plug, the water drains out. Pretty darn cool, pretty darn simple. And we're gonna share with you a tiny little story that could change your entire life today on the Free Neville Goddard podcast. So let's dive in. So about once a week, once every 7 to 10 days, depending upon my busy schedule, I drain and clean the portable disposable hot tub. And I put in new fresh water. And like 10 hours later, oh, it's just delightfully hot. It's a wonderful experience. And I got to tell you, I love the fresh water. It's just amazing. And so one morning last week, it was time. I pulled the plug, and the water drained from the portable, the disposable hot tub. And I had this hankering. This hankering to call an old friend, an old mentor of mine. And it turns out it was in perfect divine timing. We had a lovely chat, blessed him and a whole bunch of people he was with. I got off the, I want to call it the phone, we'll call it the Skype, right? I got off the Skype and finished filling the hot tub. Put the lid on, went in, did my morning call, did my stuff, went to the pool. Got out of the pool after swimming 1 kilometer, having a lovely time talking with my friend David about all kinds of cool things, and my friend John. These guys are just brilliant. Like, David is a mathematician. He used to work for the military, and John is a chemist, among other things. Just, these guys are way above my pay grade, and we have a lot of fun. But I seem to digress because I got out of the pool, I took my shower, I put my hat on, those glasses that I talked to Victoria through, and I looked at my phone, and she said, the hot tub is giving an error 2 message. That's not good. And she says, it's drained. That sucks, right? Because I filled it up like at 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, and now it's like 1 in the afternoon, and oh, no. And I realized what happened. I was busy. I was on the Skypes. I was talking to my friend, my mentor, having a delightful time. And when I refilled the hot tub, I didn't plug the plug. And so the water just drained out. It does what water does. And I had a giggle. I came home, filled up the hot tub, cooked lunch. It was all right that evening. It wasn't as hot as I prefer, but it was still an enjoyable time. But the next day, I get an email. I get an email from someone that's been struggling with this. They've been on the email list. They've been listening to the podcast for 4 years. And I realized what they're doing. They're filling up their hot tub while their hot tub is draining. They're having a lot of feel-good moments, but they're not experiencing lasting changes because they're still engaged in draining. What drains them? And so I asked you, let me ask you a question. How many conversations in face online do you participate in a week that edify you, that really bring you up? Let me ask another question. What are you doing? You see, when you drink a cup of water, you drink a cup of water. Maybe it's a glass of water. Maybe you like iced tea. But when you fill the hot tub up, you fill the hot tub up. It takes a little time. Right, I turn off all the sprinklers and stuff. I have the hose going full blast so it fills up quickly. And the reason I mention all this is because here's the crass commercial. In DreamDrivenDay.com, one of the benefits that we don't talk about much that I'm starting to talk about more because I'm noticing this is a lifeline. You see, most people, when they become adults, they don't make friends anymore. They have acquaintances. They have people that they work with. They've got neighbors. But for the most part, most adults don't make friends. and they don't find family. They have family, but they don't find it. And so one of the things that we do in Dream Driven Day, and I want you to listen to this very closely, because we've designed it this way for a purpose. We take 30 people, we do 30 days of play. That's a daily special lesson for Dream Driven Day people. A little video, a little audio, a little read-along. Very different than Manifesting Mastery course, by the way. And here's the big kicker. The Facebook group. The live calls. We do 4 live calls every Dream Driven Day. They're Sunday afternoons, USA, in case you want to know. I don't know what time that is for you, but hey, I had somebody say, well, that's like 10 o'clock at night for me. I said, cool. You give up 4 nights from 10 to midnight, and you change the rest of your life. Do you think you're worth that? If not, go to sleep. Go to bed. No biggie. But meanwhile, one of the things that we do is we establish a little code. It's called Got 2 Minutes. And I encourage strongly the people in the DDD group to reach out to each other and reach out for us and ask, do you got 2 minutes? And what happens when you do this the way that we share it, the way that we encourage it, we say, look, don't ask someone for 2 minutes if you just want to bitch. If you're stuck, if you're nuts, you can do that if you want to. But got 2 minutes, I want you to get immensely curious about them. Because when you get immensely curious about them, you reveal another level of you. And when you're willing to reach out to someone who's a total stranger and say, do you got 2 minutes? And just chat with them for 2 minutes. And at the end of 2 minutes, here's the rule. Ask, hey, I've got a few more minutes. Would you like to go for 5? And you can always say yes. You can always say no. And here's the delightful thing. This is where relationships form. When you're willing to reach out to someone because you're curious about them because of something that they shared or a comment that they made, you both change because you both dance. When I look on Facebook, most of the conversations that I see people joining into are, they're not that. When I listen to people at the pool, most of the conversations that I hear are not that. What I encourage you to do is to plug the plug. 30 days of play, live Facebook group, just with those 30 people, the ability to reach out to anyone in the group who's willing to say yes, having the opportunity to say yes to people reaching out to you about what we're doing, about what we're exploring. And that includes us. You can reach out to me anytime. If I'm available, I'll say cool. If I'm not available, I'll say later. Or I'll poke you back. See, this is game-changing. This is life-changing. Because most people, they experience manifesting. They experience trying to build a life like a war against those around them, those who they talk to, those who they listen to. In other words, they're pulling the plug while they're trying to fill the hot tub. Or they're pulling the plug and not even trying to fill the hot tub. So I put the plug back in, and I filled the hot tub. And it's been about, I don't know, 7 days. Water's still great. I'm loving it. You get to find fulfillment. You get to have conversations and make connections that expand and explore you. Most people go through life defending and hiding and settling for small talk. I'm inviting you to something far deeper than that. DreamDrivenDay.com. If you have any questions, drop me an email. You can get my website or you can get my email at NevilleGoddardStore.com. But if you want to join in, we start the middle of April. And if you join now, you'll be added to the Facebook group next week. We're setting that up next week, right after my birthday. And you'll get the bonuses. So many goodies. That's DreamDrivenDay.com. And so now, I want you to imagine up something. What if you stopped settling for small? What if you stopped settling for small talk? What if you stopped settling for struggle? What if you realized you could experience and accomplish more in the next 30 days than most people do in 3 years, than most people do in 30 years. Because most people, when they grow up, they grow old. And we're inviting you to something different, stretch and soar. So imagine that much fun as we go into the silence. Don't play hard to get, it's a free ball. All you gotta do is fall in love. Stop trying to figure it all out, stop trying to force it. Feel the love. And join us in DreamDrivenDay.com. See ya!